Heads up, I accidentally hit the dump button.
Oh.
Haven't done that in a while. There's two buttons. There's a mic button and a dump button for when somebody
then give
says
me
something.
Legal ID.
You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Wow, without a script?
Yeah, with no script.
That was impressive.
Huh? Pretty smart. So, John, last night, first of all, I was watching all the commercials last night. LeBron endorses most things now.
Good for him. Get those checks, LeBron.
He is everywhere. He had the big commercial, the Beats commercial with Bronny, which was really good.
And beautiful.
I think that was like a 90-second spot. They really invested into that thing. But there was a commercial last night, and they got big guns. Giannis, Embiid, and then Simu Lee, who starred in Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, doing an ad for the Google Pixel phone. Now, have you ever anywhere seen anybody use a Google Pixel phone?
No. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. It's Google has their own version of the iPhone, I guess. And the only thing it looks like it does different is that you can erase people in a picture, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, man, I'm screwed. I'm going to get erased in a lot of pictures.
Yeah. It is actually a cool feature. So, in other words, you take a picture of somebody and there's somebody in the background, you can, like, erase the somebody from the background. That's the only thing I know that the Pixel phone
Again,
does.
I was not there.
Correct.
You know, people trying to accuse me of being with that girl, I was not there. I was not at that party.
Exactly.
I've been completely erased.
They erased you on one picture and put you on another.
Yeah,
right. I'm an Apple guy. Everything's Apple.
Yep.
Everybody should have an Apple.
You guys all?
I'm everything Apple, except I'm a PC instead of a Mac guy.
Blue Bubbles.
Yeah, we want Blue Bubbles. Exactly. We want Blue Bubbles.
It ruins text threads.
It does ruin text threads. I'm not an Android guy. I piss everybody off when I say Apple's better, but Apple's better. Oh, breaking news.
Yes.
Just into the house. What do we got?
I did some digging, and John, I found your voice on that video game.
All right, let me hear it.
Yeah.
Syracuse controls the opening tip. Tim, what do the Orange Men need to do here early to get the game going?
Look for Syracuse to get very aggressive with their version of the two-point
zone. Crowd noise is loud.
The most effective can really put your offense at a disadvantage.
This should be a good game. Let's see how the first half unfolds.
And I had to read all those lines three times.
Wow.
It's loose. Curry steals it away.
You can never let your guard down on offense, and there he got away with the steal.
By the way, you know who's on the cover of this game?
No.
Jay Williams.
Oh,
who hosts
wow.
our morning show.
Now, who's
he was the college
who's
player.
Who's the analyst again? Is it Kevin?
Tim Neverett from
Tim
the Dodgers.
Oh, Tim Neverett, right,
yeah.
Right.
At the time, Tim, I think, was working for the Red Sox. Maybe even before he was working for the Red Sox. I can't remember, but that's how we met.
Yeah.
We met on that
great.
Shoot. It
he's,
was fun.
He's a great guy. I really liked him as a broadcaster.
Yeah, good dude.
So I wanted to do this. Russell Westbrook last night, and by now, you know, Lakers got blown out by Golden State. Golden State's really good. Bergman made an interesting point, by the way, about Golden State, that they're a little like the Dodgers in that they're always grooming players to take. They've got Jonathan Kuminga, and they've got
James Wiseman
and
Moses
Jordan
Moody.
Poole and Moses Moody. It's like they've got like
they're
Warriors the next
coming.
Generation.
Yeah, Joe Lacob might be light years ahead of everyone
well,
else.
Bob
we may
Myers,
have to admit it.
Bob Myers, certainly the scouting department has done its job there for Golden State because they're going to be good for a really long time. Lakers get blown out. One of the things that came up, and was this before the game, after the game?
This was after.
This was after the game.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook was asked about his hamstring injury in the final preseason game.
Yeah, I think this is Dan Wojcicki, and I think if they cut this right, you'll hear Wojcicki.
He came off the bench in the final preseason game and suffered a hamstring strain. Here's that conversation from last night.
Meaning you get a chance to talk to you after you hurt your hamstring. What happened, and do you think that when you've played over, I think, 1,000-plus regular season games as a starter,
yeah.
Do you think having to change your routine and stuff like that could have played any role in feeling something a little different?
Absolutely. I've been doing the same thing for 14 years straight. Honestly, I didn't even know what to do pregame. Being honest, I was trying to figure out and try to stay warm and loose. And for me, like, you know, obviously the way I play the game, fast paced, quick, stop and go. And I just happened to just, when I stepped in, I felt something, thought I was, you know, didn't know what it was, but wasn't going to risk it in the preseason game. But definitely wasn't something I was used to, wasn't warm enough. And that's something that just I wasn't accustomed to.
So let me decode that a little bit. It sounds as though he's saying that coming off the bench is the reason he strained his hamstring.
I know it comes off like that, but if you watch it, and I was in the room when they were doing that, it's I think he was just answering a question. I don't think he was saying, like, how dare they bring me off the bench? It caused me to get hurt. It was more along the lines of, but you haven't had a lot of hamstring issues. Why do you think you did that? Do you think maybe it had something to do with you? And it was like, yeah, I think changing the routine, I tweaked it. And I probably could have played, but it was a preseason game, so I shut it down.
But isn't this him sort of the next room? Isn't this sort of him complaining about the idea that his role might be coming off the bench?
Yeah, could be. But it wasn't.
It's already warning sign number one.
It wasn't as confrontational as it sounded there. Now I can understand why people might think that, but I mean, this is what it is. It's not a perfect situation. Russ is a ball dominant point guard who's going to the Hall of Fame. And has had the ball in his hands his whole career, his whole 14-year career.
Yep.
He's never played on a team with LeBron until last year, and LeBron needs the ball. And there's only one ball. So they're going to need to figure it out. Like Darvin Ham says, it's the beginning of a marathon, not a sprint. We'll put them out there together some of the time. We'll try and spread it out some of the time. So maybe Russ is out there without LeBron for a lot of the game, and he can do his thing with the ball. It's going to be trial and error for probably a good 2-3 weeks until they figure out a
trade for Russ?
Well, not only that, a potential trade for Russ, but how to stagger the minutes.
Yeah,
If he's going to stay here.
So, in a world, do you think he'll continue to start?
I do, because Dennis Schroeder's out for 2-3 months.
But you could start Pat Bev and Austin Reeves.
You could. Is Austin Reeves going to give you 19 points and 11 rebounds?
You know, stats are stats. They don't always tell the full story.
Right.
There's a disjointedness to the offense when Russ is on the floor.
But I will say this.
And by the way, with the big three, as we call them, LeBron, AD, and Westbrook, in games where they have all played, the team's record is 11-11.
At one point last night, somebody kept making the point on Twitter that outside of LeBron, AD, and Westbrook, and this was in the fourth quarter.
Right.
The Lakers had 15 points from everybody else.
Right.
So that's how important those big three are. It's a simple question. Let me ask you this. Do you believe the Lakers are better or worse with Russ on the floor?
Worse.
See, I don't. I think they're a little better. You got to guard him. Because if you don't,
you got to guard him.
Because you don't guard him, he's going to get. He needs to defend.
But he took threes last night.
He didn't take that many.
There was one clanker.
He had one air ball.
He's got that weird thing.
Right, here's his line.
Yeah.
Here's Westbrook's line from last night, and it wasn't terrible. 7 of 12 from the field, 1 of 3 from three, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 11 rebounds. 3 assists, 19 points. His plus-minus, Westbrook's, was -6. LeBron was -10. AD was -21. So of the big three, he actually...
Although the plus-minus really matter when you're losing by 25 points. The plus-minus doesn't really tell the story.
Well, it doesn't tell the whole story.
Right.
But it says that when he was out there, they were only 6 points worse.
Right, but who was out there for Golden State at the time where he was generating better... Plus minus. Plus minus is a stat that's interesting, but lies.
Yeah,
it doesn't tell the story. Of time. It needs to be for a whole season. Plus minus could mean something, not for one specific game.
Yeah, but he's Greg. Do you think the Lakers are better or worse with Westbrook on the court?
They're absolutely worse. It's not even close.
Well, wait a minute. So who do you put in for him? Take him out. Send him home. Take him out.
Austin Reeves, Pat Bev.
Yeah, Austin Reeves.
They're not as good.
I could see Lonnie Walker becoming something good. He's not there. He wasn't there last night, obviously, but he could be somebody. He has a good vision. He's finding LeBron on cuts. I think he has a shot. It just wasn't really falling. But it's not just because you're getting those points, like Mason was saying, those stats are empty. Like they're not great.
Stats are stats. Right.
But
they're great if you play fantasy basketball.
Right.
Like I do, but it doesn't tell you what's really happening in a game necessarily.
If let's say the Lakers were the Warriors and they had a whole, like they had Jordan, we were talking about, do you play Jordan Poole or Klay Thompson.
Right.
Okay. Both really good.
Sure.
Klay's got a lot of history and is a dead-eye shooter. Jordan Klay's, Poole is on the rise.
And according to the Warriors and Kevin Harlan last night, Klay was only going to play 18 to 19 minutes because they're bringing him back slow.
He played 1940.
Yeah.
And Jordan Poole played 28.
Right.
But Klay was more impactful. Klay had 18 points, made threes, made free throws, made a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
If we had Jordan Poole on our bench and you were saying to me, should we play Russell Westbrook or Jordan Poole? I'd agree with you guys. But you guys are saying take Westbrook off and put Austin Reeves
well,
in.
Well, let me just ask you, who makes us better defensively, Westbrook or Pat Bev with Austin Reeves? I think Pat Bev and Austin Reeves are better defenders than Russell Westbrook is, and that is supposed to be the benchmark, the hallmark of this team. As Darvin Ham has said, defense, defense, defense. Your better defenders are Pat Bev and Austin Reeves.
And then you're also going to move the ball a little bit better because the ball doesn't just stay stagnant in Russell Westbrook's hands. It's moving around. You're getting more of that four out, one in that they
want. I think
want.
You guys are taking too much offense off the court. I would argue if you guys... If
he's
we,
not good enough.
If we
Wait a minute. You're talking about offense. It's all you've preached is defense, defense,
correct.
Defense, defense.
But you can't take 19 points and 11 rebounds off the court and just say we're putting a defender in. Where are you going to get the 19 points? I think your argument should be fake.
Ideally, you don't need them. Ideally, you defend well enough that you don't need that.
Yeah, I don't think that's realistic. I think a better alternative, if you're going to take Russ off the court, is Kendrick Nunn. Because Kendrick Nunn will score. He can space the floor. He'll shoot threes. And you can get him to play the same level of defense that Russ is playing. But I'd rather see Kendrick Nunn out there, and I like Austin Reeves a lot. But I think you've got to have.
I love Austin Reeves. You've got to have. He plays hard every second he's out there.
You've got to have people that can fill it up, or else they're just going to double team LeBron and AD and dare everybody else to shoot.
All right, coming up next for you, serious question about tomorrow night. Plus, I meant to get to that fast food thing. There's a fast food thing I saw on TV that I think is the most ridiculous thing in a really long time. Tell you what that is coming up next for you, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, somebody in the Mason and Ireland Mafia, Magic Mike 24, says saddest television death in a series, Howard Hamlin from Better Call Saul.
Yeah, maybe.
That is a really good one. They destroyed that guy.
And then he just got wiped out by the drug guy.
Jimmy and Kim just ruined that guy's life. That was a sad one. That was a good one. Somebody else in the Mafia tweeted me the video clip of Russell Westbrook's air ball.
Okay.
And beforehand, and this is fine, and this is fair, Tony Stocks, he was unbelievably active at the offensive end. He tipped the ball twice to keep the possession alive. So that is fair. Before the air ball, he did do those things. He was very active at the offensive end.
Yeah, he's a great energy guy. And somebody else wrote, who wrote this? Kobe Forever. Ireland isn't getting it. The 18-7-7 isn't important. It's that they're paying $47 million for it. $47 million should get more of that and be more meaningful. The money you can't control. I mean, it's already, he's got that for a
right,
contract.
It's slotted, so right. There's no... although you traded for it, that's the...
Right, but here's the thing. If Darvin Ham's choices are play the guys on his roster. If
right.
Rob Pelinka, the GM, wants to get that $47 million off the books and get you other parts, more power to him. He just hasn't done it yet. But once we sit down and start playing the games, Darvin doesn't care what people make. He doesn't care what the salaries are. He just plays the best guys.
He has no choice. I think one of the frustrations for a lot of Laker fans is they look at that $47 million and they say, God, what else could we have done with that money?
Sure.
And I think a lot of people are sort of in that camp where it's like, what else could
you make
we
that
have
much
had?
Money? It's a natural thing to do, but the coach can't control.
What's that, Bergman?
So this is from somebody called not a fan. I don't know.
No,
says,
not a fan.
Tell John. So what do you think of this? Offense stats are inflated. Russell Westbrook's offensive stats are inflated since no one guards him on the perimeter, which they don't. So he's getting more open shots than average guard. And since you don't play him on the outside, it sucks in the defense, which hurts AD. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's going on with the whole team. That's what we were talking about earlier in the show.
Leaving everybody open.
Greg, there's a reason why the Lakers led the league in open threes last year and were given 40 open threes last night. The other team doesn't think they can make them.
But they, yeah, go ahead.
So if that's what, they always say, take what the defense gives you. The Lakers got to make a decision. Be more disciplined and don't take those open threes and continue to move the ball and attack, or shoot them. So far, they're electing to shoot them. But if they don't make them, you see what happens.
Right. And I would argue, and LeBron, I mean, we should play this again.
Yeah,
this
is LeBron basically made that argument. The other team is letting us shoot those shots. He's not stupid. LeBron knows what's going on.
Why are you looking for that? Isn't that an indictment on the roster itself?
Yeah, let me play it. Let me play it first.
Darvin can only play the guys they give him.
Let me play this.
The roster.
This is LeBron from last night.
I don't know. I think we're getting great looks. I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is. It's not like, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when you get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
So when I don't think that has anything to do with Darvin. I think that has to do with the way the roster was assembled.
Except you don't have to take the threes.
You don't have to, but I mean, let's face it. That is where the game is. I mean, you four in, one out has been the LeBron model for a really long time, and he's saying the team is not constructed with good shooters.
Correct.
To me, that's an indictment on Rob Pelinka.
So I think that you have to do what they were doing more in the first quarter yesterday and just run everything through Anthony Davis and give him the ball down low and make the defense adjust that way. But if they want
you can't possibly suggest that the Lakers can win without being successful at shooting threes. Which team in the last few years has been successful without being a good three-point shooting team?
The year the Lakers won the title, 2020.
Right.
What do you think? There's 30 teams in the NBA. Where do you think they ranked shooting?
They were like 30th.
21st.
They were 23rd.
23rd, okay.
Yeah. And so that was a team that didn't shoot threes. They were just super good defensively. And when they got steals and got rebounds, they fast broke and just attacked the rim.
Well, last night they neither defended nor made threes.
Right. The defense is a bigger problem. The three is a big problem. The defense is even bigger.
So I wanted to get this in here because I teased it. By the way, lie of the day coming up. In fact, you can open the phones, Greg.
Did you lie?
I did. I did lie.
You got it, Greg?
I have something. I have one thing.
We got a pair of tickets.
Jorge, you got it?
I think I have one, yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I wasn't paying attention.
To LAFC Galaxy tomorrow night, Bank of California Stadium, big playoff game. It's a blackout. You qualify for the grand prize, two pregame sideline passes, and the tickets are courtesy of our friend Jacob Emrani, called Jacob.com. So I'm watching a cable business show. I think it was CNBC or Fox Business Channel or one of those.
Did you see the Money Honey? Was she on there?
I did not. I don't think that's what she's known as anymore.
Is it why it's politically incorrect in 2022?
No, I think she's politically
okay. Oh, she went off the deep end. Okay, good.
So this guy comes on and says inflation's terrible. I just paid $28 for lunch at Taco Bell, and I'm like, how do you spend?
That is a great question.
How do you spend $28? Who can eat $28 of Taco Bell? He's just making it up, right? He's got to be. Bergman, could you eat $28 of Taco Bell in one sitting?
No, absolutely not.
That's so much food I've at Taco Bell. It's so cheap.
Yeah, it is so cheap. I can eat $20 worth of McDonald's and have done it before.
But Jorge, $28 of fast food. Can you eat $28 of fast food? Can you construct what you could actually eat?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, I'll send it to you tonight.
No, you can't come up with $28. Just for the three of you?
You have, in other words...
Wait, for three of us or just me?
No, just you. You have to eat all of the $28 worth of food like the guy on whatever new business channel was on. You have to eat all $28 of food.
Yeah, it's possible.
Taco Bell, this food is so inexpensive. You know, the chalupas and the Mexican pizzas and all that stuff is so cheap. $28, my God, you'll burst. So...
He's a big boy now.
I am going to the Lakers game tomorrow night, John. Going to the Lakers game. And it's opening night, and the Lakers are playing the Clippers, and I'm optimistic. I'm going to walk in very optimistic and feeling good. So can I wear a hoodie to the Lakers game?
Why not?
What if it says Lakers?
What do you mean?
Is that just highly unprofessional?
Not with a credential.
With a credential.
Oh,
you can't sit by John in the booth wearing a Lakers sweatshirt.
Yeah, I guess
sweatshirt.
That's not right.
Why not?
I've got a seat right there. I
mean, it's a Laker home game.
It is a Lakers home game.
But still, wearing a credential, having
it
a
is
team,
weird.
It is weird.
Like, you can't go down into the press room and be wearing Lakers gear. It's weird.
Do I have to wear a suit with no tie?
No, but you don't. I mean, I will, but you don't have to. I think you just need to be. You don't wear what you wear to this show. You know, dress up
Which
a little bit better.
A team hoodie and a ball cap.
Yeah, just probably.
What about my puffy vest?
Oh, God, don't do that.
Oh, it is puffy vest season.
What do you think, Jorge? Marty McFly look? Will that fly?
Puffy vest tomorrow night?
Yeah, bring it. Why
okay,
not?
I'm going to rock that puffy vest.
Dress like
night.
Clipper Darryl. Wear a purple and gold suit
sure.
to combat with Clipper Darryl's red and blue suit.
Yeah. Will he be there tomorrow night?
Is he still in the game? Yeah.
Is he still playing?
And Steve Ballmer will be down underneath the basket, sweating through his shirt. That's always he finds Steve Ballmer will be on the end line, cheering on his Clips. Clippers are. I was doing homework on Clippers on the flight home last night. Yeah. They are really deep.
Yeah.
They go like 11 deep with really good players. So Lakers going to have to be on their game tomorrow night. Clippers are deep.
Well, if they play like they did last night, it's not going to be a contest.
Well, LeBron and AD, the thing that was a little discouraging was LeBron and AD actually played pretty well. It's just that the team defense and the three-point shooting didn't give them any chance to win.
Well,
which makes you think that, I mean, I've always kind of been leaning back on this, if we can be in any game because we have LeBron and AD, but that's only if we play defense. You can't. You got to play defense and make a minimal amount of threes. Shoot north of 30% on threes.
I'm not going to make any prediction, but looking at that game last night, I think it's going to be tough. I have complete faith in LeBron and AD. I don't have faith, at least not yet, in the rest of the roster. Not yet. All right, going to do Lie of the Day next.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Do you guys have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Well, don't say what it is.
No,
but,
I've been on the show before, John.
I
know not to give it away.
I don't know what you could... I can't say that. Yeah, I've got a guess, but I don't think it's right.
Okay.
I think I got one.
You got one?
I got it. I'm going to text you right
okay,
now.
Okay, text me, yeah.
Jorge,
text me.
Text the guest.
If you think you know, you're a smart guy. All right, we'll give
You'll
away
get your chance,
a pair
smart
of tickets
guy.
To LAFC and the Galaxy. Big playoff game tomorrow night, Bank of California Stadium, and qualify for the grand prize. Two pregame sideline passes. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. And we thank Jacob for these tickets. Lie of the Day next, 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
All right, if you are looking for a car, the number one problem for people shopping for cars these days is that you go to the dealer and the dealer says, can't get them, can't get any new cars. Not at Toyota. New vehicles are arriving daily at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Check out the huge selection of cars and trucks like the all-new Tacoma with its tough exterior, incredible towing capacity. You can test drive the powerful and rugged Tacoma TRD Sport with its legendary durability, proven capability. And right now you can get an incredible deal, not only on the Tacoma TRD Sport, but the full lineup of Toyota cars and trucks. Choose a special lease, low APR, or even get cash back on the Toyota truck you've always wanted. To see all offers on a new Tacoma or to find a dealer near you, visit Toyota.com. We make it easy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we've talked about a lot of stuff today, and there's one thing that I have lied about. Now, one, you guys are all wrong.
Yeah, you know, no, I just gave him mine, and I'm wrong. I thought it might have been that he lied when he gave me his computer to change his password, that it was like a fool's errand.
And no, that was all legit.
You have to stuff out this password to order from Grubhub.
Yes, correct.
Right. Well, you don't get to ask another question until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. And you guys both wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
So that means it's wide open for somebody to win these tickets. Here's James in Paris. Hey, James, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, Johnny. Mace.
What's up, man? James, what do you think Mason's lie is?
I think it is when he said that a friend told him he'd never had a real job before.
Nope, I did have
that
a
was
friend.
Your nephew that told you that, right?
No, my nephew, my friend yesterday told
okay.
me, yeah.
So that was a true story.
Yeah.
All right, Javier in LA. Hey, Javier, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Javier, what's the lie?
I think it's the one where he said that he dumps in his jacuzzi every day.
Nope, I absolutely soak in my jacuzzi every day. Okay. John, I'm going to give you a hint.
No, one. Okay, wait.
I'm going to give you a hint. Take my phone. That is to or from nobody.
Okay.
But I put it on the phone to try to fool everybody.
That's good. It's a good lie. But wait, what did the last guy guess?
He guessed, my friend yesterday told me I don't have an honest living. You think? I don't think that's the same thing.
No, it's not the same.
It's in the family, though. It's in the family.
You're in the right neighborhood.
All right. Jesus in L.A. Jesus, that last guy was close. What's your guess about what the lie is?
Yes, I think the lie is that Mason wants to open a dispensary called Weed Is Us or Purayesca.
No, I am working on a dispensary deal. In fact, I told these guys I have a Zoom meeting this afternoon. Oh, I want to make some
okay.
money.
Okay.
Give a hint.
Okay, here's a hint. Mason claims he heard from someone that he did not actually hear from.
Correct.
That will help.
Correct.
Here's Eddie in Fairmont. Hey, Eddie.
What's up, Mace? Hey, Johnny I.
Hey, Eddie. What's Mason lying about? My hint was he claims he heard from somebody that he really didn't hear from.
All right, Mace. You definitely do not have family in Ohio that listens to the show or with a nephew that calls you Uncle Dope.
I think we got to give it to him.
That's exactly it.
He does have family in Ohio, Eddie, and he does have a nephew, but he does not call him Uncle Dope.
Uncle Dope.
And did not send him a text claiming that he had never had a real job.
Let's go black and gold.
Yeah.
There
all
you
right,
go,
man.
Black
so
and
you'll
gold.
Be there. I'm going to put you on hold, Eddie, and Bergman will hook you up, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, man.
Way to go,
see
Eddie.
Ya.
Two tickets to the LAFC Galaxy playoff game tomorrow night, Bank of California Stadium. Qualifying for the grand prize, two pregame sideline passes. Those are courtesy of our friend Jacob Imrani. Remember, winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. If he did call me Uncle Dope, I would be okay with
yeah.
that.
Now, coming up is Game of Games. Now, what's interesting—
By the way, I was going to point out, I tried to deke you—
Because by you were holding your phone.
I pretended to read it off my phone.
Never considered that that was the lie.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, the Padres have tied the Phillies.
Boo.
It's 4-4.
Notice, you know how much of the Padres game I'm watching? Zero. I've got ESPN. SportsCenter on right in front
Manny
of me.
Manny Machado's up with runners on second and third, too.
Good for them.
That's what's in.
Oh, come on. Give us the whole thing. That wasn't, I mean, this was the Good Morning San Diego is a show on KUSI, and they turned it over to Padre fans. And, you know, you won't find creativity like this.
Only in San Diego.
Just anywhere. Go ahead, Jorge.
Billy going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in.
Does Selena know the words to this song yet?
Give Philly no slack and send them back. That's what's in.
What if you're one of the guys in the background and your only job was to say, that's what's in.
I'm a that's what's in guy.
We should do a that's what's
that's
in
what's
about
in.
The Sedano and Cap show and record it for
that. Oh, yeah, let's do that. We'll do one of those. We'll do one of them. Bergman, write something up tomorrow so we can do a riff on that.
I'm totally sure that's going to happen.
What, the video or you're writing it down?
I am going to write it.
Cap is crazy. Sedano is lazy. That's what's in.
Oh, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Lindsay is mad. Laura is sad. That's what's in.
Staying out of that one.
Oh, you're soft,
Jake. Yeah, you are soft, Bergman.
That's fine. I'll be soft there.
Yeah, you go over there and talk crap about us.
We all got
on the show. I'm on the show. I talk just what's going on the show.
All right. Game of games. Whose game is it today?
Bergman's.
That's what's in.
Who from the afternoon show is playing?
Love.
All right, Cappy's going to be
here. I bet you Cappy likes my song. That's just all I'm saying.
I think he probably does.
Yeah.
Because that's what's in. Mason, Ireland. Game of Games next. 710 ESPN.
That's what's in.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Sedano is the October leader with 4 wins. Jorge right there in the race with 3. Then Taylor has won. Jacob Amrani has won. I've got one. Bergman's got one. Cappy's got one. And Ireland's got one.
I have one?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, then you gave me the one for Jorge's game that we threw away.
No, you had a different one. No, we cut that one off. You had a different one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you wanted a different
That's
one.
What's in.
That's what's in. Yeah, dude.
Cappy, that's what's in.
Those are your
Hell
people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That is what is in. Hell yeah. That's what's in.
So Cappy is here, who is an under-the-radar Padres.
They're coming back, Cap.
Not anymore.
Oh, you're all in now?
No, not anymore. I told you the story. You guys gave me a lot of love on this whole thing.
Yeah.
How Rachel told me, you're looking at this all negatively about your old business, and you're not looking at it like, these guys help make you.
Yeah.
You know? And then John Ireland was like, yeah, man, that's the way to look at it.
Yeah. I mean, enjoy your team. It's so rare. Like, look, the big CY just walked in, Clinton Yates. Look at Clinton. 3 years ago, your Nationals won.
Yeah.
And now, 3 years later, they're like a bottom feeder.
Yep. Right.
You got to enjoy the ride.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Happens to more teams than not.
All right, hey, Greg, can Clinton play too? Is it a game where we can play five?
Sure. Okay, put your hands. Five
Clinton. His name is your buzzer.
Okay, name is your brother. I love it. All right.
Name is your brother.
Let's Clinton get a pair of headphones on, and then we'll go.
No one's got a delay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
What's the game?
So it randomly got hot today, and so it's going to be hot tomorrow, too. So I have words that contain hot in it.
Okay.
It can be a beginning, middle, or end of the word, or
it can
be
2 words.
And
you'll be describing what it is, and as soon as we know, we use our name.
I'll give hints, and name is your buzzer. So can you keep track for me, please, John?
Got it.
That's your job anyway.
Yeah, got it.
All right, so number one, this is something you take when you want to get drunk fast.
Mason.
Shots.
Shots. Very good, Mason.
I see what we're doing.
The word hot is in there somewhere.
Jeopardy style on that one. Yeah.
Very good.
That's what's in.
Yeah.
All right, number two. This is something you stay at while
Mason.
On the... Mason.
Hotel.
Yeah. Hotel is
right. Whoa. That was an easy one. Somebody came ready to play.
It's a hot tell. All right. This is now disgusting at Dodger Stadium.
Jorge.
Dodger hot dog.
Scott. Hot dog. Ooh, that's right. He got it. He
that
got
was
it.
Close.
He
saved himself. He pulled it out.
He did.
That's what's in right there.
That's what's in right there.
That's what's in.
That is what's
in. All right, number four. This is a type of car that only cool
Mason.
Mason.
It is a... No,
Cap. Mason cheating.
Cap.
Hot rod.
Hot rod is the right answer.
Mason cheating. Just trying to jump out
early. The rest of that was...
That's strategic.
You're cheating yourself, sir.
Minus 1 point for Clinton, please. Yellow.
No, not a complaint.
Not a complaint.
The rest of that was, it's a movie with Andy Samberg.
Great flick, by the way.
It is a great flick. Number five. This is another word for pancakes.
Mason.
Mason.
It is a hot
cap.
Jorge was second.
Jorge was second.
Hotcakes.
Hotcakes is right answer.
All right, so let me give you a scoreboard update here.
I don't think, but you got to get in fat.
I'm just saying.
Jorge 2, Mason 2, Cap 1, and Clinton and I are yet to scratch.
Yet to scratch.
All right, there's only 8 and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Number 6. Bart Simpson carries one of these in his back pocket in early seasons. It's a Yates.
Slingshot.
Slingshot is the right
answer. Very good. All right. Clinton's still alive. I got to get this to stay alive.
I don't know. I don't know that show at all.
Mm. Sorry, there's actually 9 in a.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's only been on for 39 seasons. I've not seen one episode. Not one episode.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, number 7. Cappy's eyes always.
Mason.
Bloodshot.
Bloodshot is the right answer.
So there are, Greg,
There are 2 left.
Okay, yeah. So that means I'm out. Everybody else is still in. Okay. All right, so Mason has 3, Jorge has 2, and Cap and CY have 1.
The rest of this, the other one part of that was Mace's eyes get this way after smoking cannabis.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Yeah. All right, so number 8. Keeping with the theme, this is what you do to your car when you smoke Mason.
Hotbox.
Hotbox is the right answer.
It's over.
Hotbox.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the last ones for fun.
All right, we'll do the last ones for fun. So I'm back in it.
All right, so number 9, the name of...
Oh, Padres just blew this game open. Bases loaded. They just unloaded a shot to the gap. It is now 6-4.
Baseball's over.
San Diego.
What's up, Greg?
All right, so this is number 9. This is the name of this sound. Oh, you got to put me up, Jorge. Why is it not playing?
I don't know.
Oh, but don't bump.
Yates. Rimshot.
Rimshot is the right answer.
Very good.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, sure. Yes. That was the bonus?
Oh, you no. The bonus is this one.
I played yesterday and then never did it. I'm hearing my voice.
Other stuff.
There we go.
Oh,
all
this
right.
Thing's all messed up now.
That's okay. All right.
Just all right, what's the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is, all right, this is the process of plants using the sunlight.
Yates. Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Talk to me.
Wow, that is good.
After the P. After the P's where it's
wrong.
Thank you. As soon as you said plants, I knew what was going on.
Yeah. Wow. Photosynthesis.
That was impressive. Right,
so since I lost, I guess I can lodge a complaint so I don't have a chance of losing my
point. Yeah, minus 100.
Yeah.
The next time you come in.
When you have the word hot in something, it's almost like the word hot is hidden in the word.
Correct.
Photosynthesis, shot, bloodshot, you know what I mean? Hot box. Hot box and hot cakes. I don't
see those as being outside of the realm of the
word
the
hot. Right.
I disagree. I think those are both good.
I think the blend of all of those possibilities being there made the game better.
Me too.
Because you don't necessarily know if it's the word or it's hidden. I thought that was well
weirdly,
played.
Thank you. Thank
Cappy,
you.
You're not bloodshot today.
I will be soon because of the freaking sun that is behind you. The lights that are in here will eventually get my eyes dry.
Do you notice what I'm watching on TV right now?
Oof.
Not baseball.
Correct. Yeah. I'm watching baseball right here.
We are watching baseball.
I am watching baseball.
I can't bring myself to do it.
My father is texting me going, are you seeing who's
sitting look at this.
Josh
plate.
Bell's knocking
more,
in runs.
More runs
Joshua
coming in.
Joshua Bell, nice. Avid reader, by the way.
Avid reader.
Yeah, he runs library programs in every city he plays
That's
in.
Really nice.
Yeah. His mom's name is Myrtle.
You know,
cool.
I was talking about...
She's a teacher, too.
Former
She's
national, you can tell.
I was talking to Bergman about starting a Mason and Ireland book club. What do you think?
I don't hate that idea.
Just like Oprah.
I don't hate that idea.
Oh, really? Like Oprah, that's your motivation?
Well, Oprah's...
Yeah, Oprah's a pretty good motivation.
No, I realize that, but we...
My wife was in a book club.
That we all worked with that did a book club during the summer. You guys know that.
Oh, got silent. Well, that was two people staring at each other trying
John
to figure
Ireland's
out who that
trying to figure it out
who
also.
Person is.
Come on. Hacksaw used to do his summer book club.
Oh, summer book tour.
Right.
Not now, pal. I'm in the middle of my summer book review series.
There you go.
No, my wife was in a book club once, and none of these girls read the books ever. They
no,
just
really?
Got, they met
Showed
once a month
wine.
And got drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I think we'll do it inside the mafia. I'm trying to think what book we would start with. What about... Start with books
that your friends have written. That's the easiest way to do that.
I don't have friends that wrote books.
Really?
No.
You know, a lot more people than you
I don't
think
have
have written
a single
books.
Friend.
Brian Cranston wrote a book.
Brian Cranston wrote a book. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you start.
Oh, hey, speaking of Matthew Berry wrote a book.
Oh, yeah, Matthew
Berry. I was going to say, I think more people have written books that you know than you might believe. A lot of journos have got a lot of
I'm working on a book.
A lot of hack projects.
Yeah, baseball one.
I'm working on a book.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction. Okay. I'm sorry, fiction. Oh. It's about baseball.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
What about it?
I'm not giving away the...
Is it about the dream of the Dodgers winning the World Series? Field of Dreams, too.
That book has died.
Yeah. That's
along with the Dodger
bats.
Oh, no,
bats. It's fiction. That's my point. Yeah, is that is at that fiction. Point? I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's true.
That was a cheap shot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was.
That would have fit in on that. You should have had a cheap shot question on that, Greg. That would have been a good one. What is it called when somebody says something unnecessary?
Baseball
about
books. Cheap shot. That's what's
we only have so many.
Yeah.
You can read and uh-oh, Bryce
don't do this.
Won't read.
Yeah, good.
That's what's in.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to write a complete That's What's In tomorrow.
You sure?
Are you?
Oh, that'd be so
for
good.
For tomorrow's show.
I'm happy to perform it with you.
I want to write it about your show.
Did you hear the version about your show?
No.
Oh. Yeah. I
can you remember it?
No. We could probably play it back.
So
Cap is crazy. Sedano is lazy.
That's what's in.
Yeah.
Lindsay is mad. Laura is sad. That's what's in.
Okay, so what are the chances? Oh, man. Wow.
I told you you'd like it.
I love it.
They all look like, ooh, yeah, I go, what are you talking about? Cap's going to love this
song. That's great. Yeah. That's so what's in.
Yeah, that is so what's in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to watch baseball. You know, it hurts. And it ended so all of a sudden. You know, it's like the series.
Well, they
ended
didn't even
suddenly.
Show up.
Right,
that was part of the problem.
You lose three in a row, and all of a sudden, the entire 111 season just evaporates.
But that's it's
that's
not.
What's
let
in.
Me ask you this question: do you feel, as a Dodger fan, that it hurts more because you lost to the Padres?
No.
Okay, because I want to tell you the opposite. Which is yesterday when the Padres got shut out and they got one hit.
Right.
All the chatter was, well, they're kind of satisfied because they beat the Dodgers.
Like, right.
In fact, last night I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said to me, he said, why are you not behind home plate? We need your karma. He was sitting right there.
Jungle karma.
Phenomenal. I said, I don't have the ticket tonight, pal. So he said, you know what? Anything beyond here is gravy.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, it is. But the reason he feels that way is because it's like, we beat the Dodgers. Never expected to be able to do so.
Right.
So anything from here is gravy. And I'm like, yeah, but you're 8 wins away from winning
the
World Series.
You never know when you're going to be this close again.
No.
You never know where, let's say they win today. They are 7 wins away from winning the championship. So, yeah, they didn't accomplish anything yet. And, by the way, I could give a damn if it's the Padres.
Really? So it didn't matter. It could have been the Braves. You'd feel the same way.
Could have been
anybody. It doesn't bother you that the little guy who was never, ever going to be able to compete with you?
Little guy just traded for Juan Soto and Brandon
Drury
and Josh Bell and Josh
Hader.
Not
little guys anymore. No, they're not little guys anymore.
Well, the flip side of that, too, is that typically you try to take some solace as a fan of any team who's a perennial contender, and you say, oh, well, we lost to the eventual champions. You give yourself something. But if that turns out to be the Padres, that doesn't really sit as well if you're a Dodgers fan. You don't want to have to say,
well,
oh, yeah, we lost the eventual champions. Turns out it was the people we called
Diego
the little brother the entire time.
Has San Diego ever won a championship
Never.
In anything?
No.
Maybe. Well, they had a soccer team that won every year. But
indoor
that,
soccer.
Yeah.
They
were really good.
Soccer,
and they were like dominant, and they
the
won every
majors?
Year.
No,
but not majors. not the big sports.
Well, they've only got one major left.
I'm trying
That's
to.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The Chargers went to the Super Bowl 1 year. They got boat raced
by the Niners.
The Padres went to the World Series. I think they got swept by the Yankees.
Went twice.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Detroit.
Detroit
beat them.
That's like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, one in the 80s, one in the 90s. Yeah, 99 was when Tony Gwynn went.
This is a whole new pod squad.
Well, but you know, I thought Alex Rodriguez did a pretty good job the other night. I'm sure you weren't watching.
I was not.
Because after the Padres beat the Dodgers, the postgame show, A-Rod was like, look, the Clippers were once in San Diego, they're in L.A. The Chargers were once in San Diego, they're in L.A. This is all this town got is the Padres.
Yep.
That's why everybody's losing their minds.
So are there, do people like have Padre flags on their
cars
dude,
wait,
and all
oh,
that
wait.
Kind of stuff? Do they?
That's what's in.
That is what's in. The Padres flags are in now.
Nace, you'll love this. A buddy of mine showed up at my house the other day because he makes all this like, I don't know, secondhand merch or whatever.
Right.
And so he's
secondhand.
Yeah.
Merch.
Right. And so his name is Fat Tony.
Yep.
Not and fat, though, by the way.
He's not really fat anymore.
Wow.
But that's just his nickname, Fat Tony.
And he's got that car.
And the car says.
What is that, a hearse?
I don't know what it is.
Looks like a hearse.
Yeah, it's like a station wagon of some kind.
I was going to say.
Yeah, can the Dodgers borrow it? Yeah.
It says, let's effing go San Diego.
Nice.
But the SD where the U is.
But are they doing like when the Lakers are in the playoffs, everybody's got those Laker flags on the car.
Do they have
on the cars?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot.
The whole town, I swear to you, like. You everywhere you go, you walk around, everybody's wearing a jersey, everybody's wearing a hat, everybody's wearing a T-shirt, everybody's repping
No, well, good for them.
And that's never happened.
I'm happy.
Hey, hit the stager, Jorge.
Super stager.
Hit the stager.
And as per usual, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB. As always, I blew that reed. Super crosstalk time.
Oh.
So like, that's what's in.
So
I tried to take the. By the way, I tried to take a train down to go to the game.
Oh, no, you can't take the train.
Bro,
no,
I did not know that.
The cliffs in San Clemente. The train tracks. I don't know if they like.
So this is like the coaster.
The surf line.
The coaster.
Right.
The surf
line. So, yeah, like I usually take it from Solana Beach right here to Union Station. Can't do it anymore.
Oh,
cannot do it.
Why?
Because the cliffs.
Soil erosion.
Right. The cliffs in that area in San Clemente.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So it's horrible. Like, so I was in, where was I? A couple weeks ago. And they have this train station. I'm like, yo, what's going on? They're like, no, dead empty. No trains.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
I was going to pop down there, see a game. I was like, oh, all right.
That's I used to take it down there and see my in-laws, and it was totally great.
Right. But it's a perhaps never to return type of
really?
Situation.
Really? It's done for good?
A long time and a lot of money to fix it.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some things that people probably don't want them to do, which is build tunnels instead of going along the coastline, which is the whole draw of the train. This is a separate discussion. But, I was bummed out. I really wanted to do that. No mas. Can't do it.
So how about those Lakers, huh?
How'd that go?
John?
Well, I think it was somewhat predictable. They're not a great three-point shooting team, and they're not yet a good defensive team, and those are the two things you need to beat the Warriors. The Warriors are the best team in the league.
Easily.
Yes.
They look like they could play in the finals right now.
They just throw guys at you.
And
they
by the way,
young guys.
Another elite team in the West is the Clippers, who they play tomorrow night.
Correct.
So, but those are the two things that the Lakers have to solve immediately.
John,
one, three-point shooting, and the other one, defense.
I have a question for you specifically, which is this. Do you think that because of the I don't want to say the national profile of the Lakers, but do you think that there's something extra added to the fact that they probably get more national games than anybody not named the Warriors? And if you're consistently getting blown out on national television, that's got to affect morale in a way that is not the same as if you're, I don't know, the Hornets. Not that they ever would be, but there's something to say for the fact that, like, man, if they got to go through 40 more games that everybody in the country sees, and it doesn't get better than this, that affects the actual day-to-day because you know how it, you know how sort of on the platform you are.
I think that's fair. But I also think that when you come to play for the Lakers, you realize it's kind of championship or bust. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't raise banners for winning divisions or conferences. Almost every other team does. Maybe the Celtics don't. But the goal for the Lakers is you're either going to win the whole thing or the season's a failure. Like, Mace, you would agree that the Dodgers season, as
epic
great
failure.
As it was, failure.
Epic failure.
And so...
What do you...
I guess that's one more...
I would say
a long way of answering the question of, yes, it's a fair point, but... It really doesn't matter because if they're not competing for championships, the whole thing's a failure anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like Rob Pelinka, if he was here, would say, we compete for championships and that's it. And last night, you can tell we're not there yet.
That's kind of where I was comparing the two. Like,
right.
Epic failure for the Dodgers, sure. Not an epic failure for the Lakers at this stage of the existence of their franchise if they don't win a championship.
Oh, no.
Like, you know what I mean? Let's just be realistic in terms of how hard it is to do that. That's what I meant. I mean, for the Dodgers... Yeah, I mean, let's not forget that Dave Roberts himself said this team will be winning the championship before the season ever started.
I'll give you a good example. I think, Mace, tell me if you agree with this.
Okay.
If USC made the football playoff this year, they probably have to run out because they lost.
That's a successful season.
But they would say, and then they made, let's say they even made it to the title game and they lose, they would say the season's a failure. If UCLA made it just to the playoff, and even got blown out in the first game of the playoff, they would say hugely successful season. Different standards, wouldn't you think?
Perhaps.
Are you saying traditionally speaking or right now?
No, like Mace, if you made it to the playoff and got blown out, good season or bad season?
That's a good season.
Good season.
Man. That's a good season.
Yeah, see.
It's different.
Most USC fans I know would say, nope, got to win it.
We were 4-8 last year.
Yeah.
Now we're 6-1.
Okay,
it's a whole new world. And if we make the playoff, which I think probably is a long shot at this point with one loss, but if we were to make the playoff, I would say, great year.
Another way of putting this, if the Padres lose to the Phillies, all right, hugely successful season because they knocked out the Dodgers.
And the Mets before that, two rounds.
Had the Dodgers beat the Padres but then lost to the Phillies,
correct.
Failure.
Right. Yep. Well, let me ask you this, though. Does everybody at the Lakers right now, because like when baseball teams go to spring training, a lot of teams are like, we have a chance to win a World Series, and there's a bunch of teams that are like, we're not really going to compete this year.
Or we're tanking because we want draft picks and that kind of stuff.
Do the Lakers right now, with the team that they currently have, say this team is playing for a championship this year because that's who we are. We're the Lakers. We play for championships.
Yes, and they would also say the team we have right now, the roster we have right now, is probably not the roster we're going to have at the end of the season.
Mm. This is why championship or bust is a stupid way to approach things. Like, my personal opinion, because when you stay too far into that mindset, you don't allow yourself to build. And what the difference is not the Lakers. The difference is the way the league has evolved, John.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And the league has figured out a way to teams. There are 4 or 5 year plans that have been executed by multiple franchises that have been functional, never mind successful. And it almost feels like that championship or bust mentality is, in fact, what is keeping the Lakers back, because there has been no development of any kind for players that are not the guys at the top of the
roster.
That's
an interesting point.
You see what I'm saying?
Last night, you're watching Golden State, and you're seeing.
And they're doing both.
You're seeing Kuminga, you're seeing Moody, you're seeing Weissman, you're seeing Poole. There's like a whole new generation of guys that they have developed, and you can see how that roster is going to evolve.
The arrogance of championship or bust that helps people sleep at night is exactly the reason why this team has not won a championship since the bubble, in my opinion. That's kind of my thing, and that's why, technically, in terms of the man-to-man moves, I don't understand the Pelinka extension at all at this point.
I don't either.
I don't get it, because if that guy is what who you have as your steward for championship or bust, and that's still what you have, one of those things has to change. Again, we talk about this all the time. What does bust actually look like? You know what I mean? Last year is what bust looked like.
Yes.
You can't have that 2 years in a row.
16 games under 500.
You can't have that 2 years in a row.
Right.
But I think best case scenario is the best case. Everything breaks right. Make a smart roster. Best case is a 6. You're the 6th seed.
That's what everybody says, because they don't want to believe they're in that bottom rung. But, I mean, they were 16 games under 500 last year.
But doesn't surprise me at all, the idea that they would be in the play-in.
Yeah. Again, they'd have to improve by double-digit games just to get back to 500.
And by the way, we're overreacting to one game, but that's what we do at Sports Talk Radio.
Why not?
Yeah.
By the way, were we the only people that were overreacting? I mean, I'm sure you guys played Charles Barkley earlier today.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't one game and he's called him out.
Well, not only
actually one half and he called him out.
Not only are the Lakers terrible, and this is according to Barkley, but this whole Russ thing, make it happen, make it go away immediately.
Yeah, they have stolen the joy from Russ's life and basketball.
Right, life, not just basketball.
Yeah, life.
He is a miserable human being in life.
Well, wouldn't it... let's just take the other side. Wouldn't it suck to be Russell Westbrook?
$44 mil?
No. I'm talking about 47.
Excuse me. Pardon me. What's 3 mil between friends, Ireland? Yeah,
Like Reggie Miller said last night, he's the most maligned first ballot Hall of Famer of all time. He is. He's maligned in this town. People want him gone. People say he doesn't fit. People wish the trade never would have happened.
Yep.
I'm not saying that $47 million isn't great, and I'm not saying Russ's life isn't great. His life is, you know, he's winning at life.
Not according to Barkley. He's miserable.
It must not be fun to have that vibe around you in this town.
Not remotely, and I think that that's something that also, again, plays back into the franchise. Like, at some point, you have to be able to sort of see that on your guys' faces. And that's what makeup is in terms of how you construct rosters, in terms of how you put players together. And that's where we've had a difficulty with dealing with Planet LeBron. Because if he decides he likes a guy and then decides he doesn't like a guy, all of a sudden, you've still got the guy. And it's really difficult to make a change in a situation like this. I do think that there is merit to getting him out of town immediately. I don't think it's because his life is miserable, but I also think you present another issue in terms of, well, that's one or two or whatever amount of many more players that also then have to gel. It's not like you can just assume that whoever players come in are going to be a part of whatever they're doing in a good way. And you're creating a potentially another problem.
That Indiana trade is just laying there.
Is it?
I think it is. I think it's just laying there.
I
don't think they want. I think they want to see what the best possible deal is, and if they can't get the best, a better deal, I think they'll wind up with the Indiana deal.
Well, let me tell you what has something to do with all this is this Wembanyama kid.
Yeah,
because he is so. Somebody told me in Las Vegas when we were out there that in some ways he's the best prospect since LeBron, and in some ways bigger than LeBron because, and this blew me away, because of the money involved in basketball now. An NBA executive told me this. The day you take Wembanyama, you draft him, your franchise goes up in value $500 million.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. It surprised me because it's so much money.
Well,
so if let's say you're a team in the middle of the pack, Mace, like you mentioned, Indiana.
Indiana.
Or, you know, Clinton, you're from D.C.
Yeah.
The Wizards.
The Wizards, yeah.
You know, the Hornets, the Jazz. A team that probably can't win a title this year.
Houston. Teams that, right. that are tanking or just aren't very good.
San Antonio is really the one to watch. They seem to be like not even trying to build a roster because they're trying to do Tim Duncan part two. Remember when they got Tim Duncan and all took off? But anyway, so you take one of those teams. They're going to want – there's going to be a race to the bottom. They're going to want to lose to maximize their lottery balls to get Wembanyama. And when they do, they're going to be willing to give up their best players – and take Russ's expiring contract or whatever your draft picks or whatever.
No, I've heard
so
this.
So that is something they're also holding on to. You got to look at the whole board. Wait. Rob has to look at the whole board and say, okay, if I, like Mace, you brought up the Indiana trade. If I do this trade today on the 19th of October.
Yeah, which would be Westbrook 27 and 29 for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner.
All right, am I blowing my chance to get somebody better a month from now? And so that's all playing into the equation.
But you're saying that teams that will tank to get this kid, they'll eventually want Russ?
They'll eventually want to unload players that help them win.
In other words, they're not going to want to win. They'll want to maximize the number of lottery balls.
And Russell Westbrook-led team is a team that's moderately exciting but probably isn't going to win as much as you want them to.
And they would have an expiring contract.
Right.
So then they're done with it the following year.
Correct.
Yeah,
and
that makes
sense.
And
then go ahead and sign anybody.
I mean, from a 30-second clip on Twitter, I mean, that Wembanyama kid or Wembanyama.
Have you ever seen him play with your eyeballs? Has anybody?
No.
Like, no. I've just seen him. I was in Vegas when he was there. I've stood next to him, but
how
I haven't
tall
seen
is
him play.
Is he really
7'5"?
Oh, really 7'4"?
The wingspan is 8 feet. That's the big deal.
I've seen him shoot three-pointers. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Google Wembanyama Gobert and look at the picture of them standing next to each other.
He looks like a third.
Rudy Gobert is 7'2". Or at least 7'1", and Wembanyama is towering over him.
Yep.
I mean, the one thing you got to worry about is a kid that big who can do all those things gets hurt.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, there's a history.
The Chet Holmgren type of
Trent Holmgren already been hurt. Yao Ming got hurt early, you know, blah, blah. But they say this particular skill set has just been non-existent in the NBA. They compare it to back when Ralph Sampson came into the league.
Yeah, and he's not a freak. Like, you watch the basketball games he plays, he's in the games. It's not one of these weird situations where they've got to run goofy offenses for him or he can only sort of score out of certain positions because he's too goofy and lanky. No, he's just another player on the court who happens to be bigger, lankier, and a better shooter than everybody else there. It's going to be great when he gets in the league.
Yeah. Kind of kills me, too, when I'm watching the Lakers last night and AD is shooting three-pointers, and I know that in the first half in particular, what were the numbers? They were like 2 for 14, something like that.
One for 16 before the start.
He can make three-pointers.
Can make versus is good at shooting them.
Right.
Cap, true story. Yeah. I was watching him warm up for the game. I saw him make 17 of 20.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Who, AD?
Yeah. Now, again, not in a game. He was doing it in a drill.
He also missed a layup from inside the key on his own basket after the buzzer when he was trying really hard to make it. And I was that's where the Lakers season
AD
is right now.
AD looks fine. LeBron looks fine. But that's not what they need to fix this team. They need to – number one thing they have to do is keep the score down. They got to play better team defense. And then number two, they got to figure out a way to make open threes. Because the other teams now – we were talking about this earlier.
Lay off.
Right. Jim Clemens, the old Laker coach, I told this story to Mace earlier, used to say to me, there's a reason why those guys are wide open. And LeBron's smart enough. He figured it out. Yeah. LeBron
after the game said they're giving
us these looks.
Right.
And until we make them, I would give us these looks. So they've got to figure out a way to make them.
Tell me this, because last night I didn't watch a lot of the preseason. Who is Matt Ryan?
He is a guy who is apparently a good three-point shooter who I followed him. I watched just him for a bit of time in the game. Did not defend, but was 1 for 4 from three. And apparently they believe he
made
can be
six threes in the preseason game against the Warriors.
Yeah.
So he was on the Celtics G League team last year. At one point during the pandemic, he was a senior in college during the pandemic. He was at Vanderbilt, I think.
Oh,
and
powerhouse.
And the season got canceled. He was literally working for Uber. You know, just like driving people.
Yeah, right.
And then just said, well, I'll give this basketball thing one more shot. Celtics put him on a G League team, had a good G League season, ended up on the Lakers this year, and was the last guy to make the team when he hit those six threes.
Okay. And is running on the floor with LeBron and AD and Russ.
Because he can make threes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
But,
think about that, though.
Yeah.
That's all you're top heavy.
Yeah.
And then everybody else is, Because you used to just think, well, it doesn't matter. Take LeBron and AD and put three other guys out there. Right. They can still win a championship, no problem.
Yeah, because they've done it. But now this team needs help.
Did you hear the big news about yesterday? A friend texted me and said, you know, you've never done an honest day's work.
What?
Yeah. Said, I've never done an honest day's work.
What does that mean?
I don't do a real job. He says this isn't a real job.
Because you're not, like,
using a jackhammer?
Right, so, yeah, I was going to say shoveling. Our solution to this was, Mason said, I'll show him. And we arranged for Mason to be a barista downstairs at Starbucks in 2 weeks.
Bro, you don't want to do that.
One day?
Do you have
Bring
date?
It on. Do you have the date yet?
Don't have the date yet. Just in the early stages of negotiation.
We just got him to okay it.
I'm going to have a very complicated beverage that day.
I'm going to come up with an order that you can't help
you can
but
just cancel
up.
It and move on.
I will try like crazy. Because
you have a
orders.
Pretty complicated drink as it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I my drinks aren't as complicated as they
used to be. At the end of my order, I'm going to have like an order that has like 19 things.
At
the very end, I'm going to go, and that's what's in.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap coming up with a special guest, the Big CY.
Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Tomorrow, our gambling authority, Anita Marks, and the talented Mr. Roto, Matthew Berry. See you tomorrow. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.